All right, here on segment two of the 3 Point Stance, we're going to start out with our segment.
You're killing me, Smalls.
And then after that, we're going to move into our segment, Get in My Line.
Or Ride the Pine. All right, first, to start out, You're Killing Me, Smalls, we actually have an email from one of our listeners. Honest Rob, you want to take a read on that?
Sure. Thanks, Brad. This email comes from Sarah from Holt. She says, I have two players that are killing me this week. Andre Johnson is killing me, Smalls. Getting ejected from the game in the fourth quarter for fighting with Cortland Finnegan cost me possible points. At least it was near the end of the game, and he's not getting suspended. I'm still mad that he would risk fantasy points for a few punches to Finnegan's face. Also, Frank Gore is killing me, Smalls. I can't believe after so many great weeks of giving me winning points that he injured himself enough to be done for the season. Now I have to find another starter for my lineup, and they're not going to be as good as Gore. She also goes on to say, great show, guys. You sound great. And Sarah mentions also that she is the owner of two fantasy teams, Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife, and Hostile Takeover.
Well, first we want to thank Sarah for writing in. She sounds awesome.
Major props on the team names there.
And as far as stats go, Andre Johnson is not killing you. Obviously, I already talked about Frank Gore. To no fault of his own, went out with injury.
Yeah.
She hit it right on the head. Like you said, if you go and get Brian Westbrook, not going to be getting the same type of production.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, You're Killing Me, Smalls. Actually, a lot of people there this week. First one, Darren McFadden. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you have more carries than yards, something is seriously wrong.
And he only had, I believe, eight carries.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't get what Oakland's doing. Unless there's some type of injury that we don't know about. Why are you not handing off to him 20 times a game?
Yeah. He was still involved in the game plan a bit. He had 15 total touches because he did end up with 7 receptions for 63 yards. So he did all right receiving, but 8 carries for 2 yards? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is someone who had, besides, I think the Peyton Hillis game, maybe even better than that. He had one of the biggest weeks, not the biggest week. I think Michael Vick might have had a bigger week, and maybe Peyton Hillis, top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vick had a little bit larger week, but that week you're talking about was week 7 at Denver. McFadden had 43.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he comes out with 8 carries for 2 yards.
You're not expecting that. And to me, that goes back to the coach in Oakland. Get your head out of your,
Even the coach. It's Al Davis in Oakland. Everything. It's like Jerry Jones in Texas. It's all run through Al Davis,
Yeah.
That's why they get Darius Hayward Bay in the draft instead of Michael Crabtree. It's just ridiculous things like that. Al Davis runs the whole team with an iron fist.
Whatever. So what else do we have? Who's killing you, Jason? Maybe not you personally, but just in general.
Well, this guy kind of killed me this week. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's Chris Johnson.
Oh, Chris
Johnson with his 7 carries for 5 yards. Another guy, more carries than yards. And this is a guy who went number one in just about every draft there was.
Yeah. And guess who got more points? Javon Ringer, his backup. He went to MSU, I'm just saying. But, I don't know. It honestly makes me wonder if there's some type of injury going on there. Because they have Rusty Smith coming into play. Mm-hmm. Or you got your rookie quarterback, And so my thought is you're going to run heavy,
You would think so.
You're going to take a lot of the pressure off the quarterback, and you're going to run with the best running back by far.
In the league.
And you don't, and he doesn't get you any production.
Yeah, not only that they don't. If he had, 7 carries for 60 yards or something, you'd say, okay.
Right.
But 7 carries for 5 yards, not that they didn't run with him, that he only had 7 carries, but that he only managed 5 yards off of those carries.
And then they bring in Javon Ringer, who had, 4 carries for 40-something yards,
I don't know how many yards he had. I know he did have the 4 carries.
Yeah, and he had more yards than Chris Johnson, which is the big deal going on there. So, obviously, this is not the type of stats that you're thinking from your number one person without there being an injury. So I don't know what's going on in Tennessee.
Whatever's going on, they need to fix it. And I'm talking quick, because the whole Tennessee Titans team is going down. Actually, the whole Tennessee Titans team is killing me, Smalls, all right? Rob Baronis got me 0 points.
Wow.
A kicker got me 0 points. points
you don't
this
expect
week.
That.
When they don't score, I...
Well, yeah, but I mean, give me a field goal. Come on. how can you not get Rob Bronis within 50 yards of the freaking goalpost?
Two words for you. Rusty Smith. and it seems like the Texans' defense did a pretty good job.
Surprisingly enough, because that secondary in Houston has been horrid.
I want to finish up that Rob Bronis conversation here, Jason. This is the first week all season that he's been held to zero.
Yeah.
Even in week two, the Pittsburgh game, he did have one field goal.
Jeez, OPs. I would venture a guess that not many kickers around the league season have been held to zero.
I think maybe two.
Yeah.
I think there's been two.
There's been a couple shutouts, I know, but I mean, most of the time you get a field goal at least.
Something. So, yeah. Okay. I'll go with you on the whole Titans defense offense. I'm sorry, on that.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, I mean, Rusty Smith was horrible. You didn't get anything out of Randy Moss or Nate Washington.
Nope.
Bo Scaife, if you're starting him. You know, nobody.
Maybe Javon Ringer.
Maybe you got your 3-4 points out of Javon Ringer.
Two points
if you were that desperate.
Yeah, better than Chris Johnson, though.
It's true. So, very true. Chris Johnson with a stellar 0 points.
Next one. This guy hurt me a little bit. It's a little personal. I think a lot of people can relate to me on this one. Stevie Johnson from Buffalo. Huge, huge week 2 weeks ago. Three touchdowns. And he didn't necessarily do bad. I believe he had around 70 yards. But he had 5 drops. One of them that would have been a game-winning touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Just right through his hands.
Yep, would have made his day into a good fantasy day. I mean, he had an all-right fantasy day, but that would have really made his day.
Yeah.
With that extra yards and that touchdown there.
Stevie Johnson, come on. Help me out here, man.
Seriously.
I'm talking about you. I'm telling people to play you. Help me out a little bit. Just catch the ball.
And it's not like we're telling people to start him out of the blue. Like, this guy could go off for you. He's been lights out all season.
Yeah.
He's just been, touchdowns and yards and receptions.
It went right through his hands.
Yeah. And you
right
drop something
through
like
his
that.
Hands.
He's got 9 touchdowns, like you were talking about, Jason. Yeah. But I was just noticing as I'm looking at his stats, he has kind of a drop problem. Looks like he's been targeted 99 times this season and has only caught 59 of those.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Didn't know that either.
That's why that's quite alarming, actually.
Why we keep Honest Rob around.
That's true. Wow.
So, Stevie Johnson, I'm going to need you to go ahead and get a hold on that, literally.
Seriously. put some duct tape on those hands and roll out there, all right? Because these drops are not going to cut it.
All right, Jason, who you got next that's killing you?
All right, next player that's killing me is Donald Driver. Been out for a couple weeks here, but, I mean, he's trying to come back now. I'm going to give you his point total and standard scoring for the last 8 weeks, and you tell me this is a player you want to own.
Okay.
5 points, 3 points, 0 points, 0 points, 0 points, bye week, 3 points, 2 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sell on that one. James Jones has looked better.
He really has.
Hands down.
And, this is a guy who's supposed to be a number two receiver for one of the most prolific quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, you can't trust it with numbers like that.
Yeah,
I'll go ahead and say, if you have Donald Driver, I'd drop him.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you've got this guy, get rid of him. Pick up your Deion Branch, or maybe take a flyer on Brad Smith or Jacoby Ford.
Okay, another player that was getting on a lot of owners' nerves this week, Reggie Wayne. Peyton Manning had a bad week.
Yeah.
Only 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and Reggie Wayne was kind of held to, I believe, under 50 yards.
Yeah, Honest Rob, do you have some stats there on Reggie Wayne for us?
Yeah, we sure do. Reggie Wayne, this last week, 5 grabs, so a decent amount of receptions, but only 42 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Not really in line with how he's been playing for the season. He's got 76 catches already for 907, only 4 touchdowns at this point, but still has 107 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So those five, the percentages just don't work out there.
You're still talking about a number one wide receiver, and he's putting up 40 yards for you. It's not going to cut it.
There's still, 4 or 5 weeks left in the season, and he's already got 76 receptions.
Yeah.
That tells me that he's going over 100.
Yeah, he's on pace for 100, that's for sure.
It's always a good thing. So, just a bad week. Obviously, you're not going to drop Reggie Wayne or anything like that. But
let's not get crazy.
Just might have hurt you a little bit this week.
Yeah.
Jason, who else you got?
All right, my last one, actually, for Killing Me Smalls here is Aaron Hernandez. Another guy who's been down recently, got a lot of hype as soon as he came on the scene, sort of, him and Gronkowski both.
Right.
But last 3 games, he's had 0 points, 6 points, 1 point. And he's only had two games actually this entire year in double digits.
Wow.
So, yeah, actually a lot lower production than people were hyping him up for. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, these last 3 weeks anyway, like I said, the 6 points is about what you expect out of a tight end. But, you know, the goose egg the week before and the 1 point this week, it's just – it's not cutting it out of your tight end position.
Yeah, definitely not what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like Gronkowski is starting to get more looks in New England than Hernandez.
It seems like defenses, I think, are keying more on Hernandez. I think he's the more athletic tight end. So I think they're sort of keying on him, and then, you know, that frees up Gronkowski a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, reality-wise, isn't a bad thing for the Patriots. Fantasy-wise, if you got him, probably not too happy about that.
Yeah.
I got a couple more players here. These two I kind of put in the same boat just because they both came back from injury. Both not looking good. Vincent Jackson, obviously, out with injury. And then Sidney Rice, just still not producing like I think a lot of people
just
thought.
Not getting it done.
You know, some people had him, you know, picked from the draft on their team and been saving him, hoping that he was gonna, you know, come out and play like he did last year. It's just not happening.
Well, the original prognosis was what, like 8 weeks for him to be out, and he didn't come back until last week, I think. So, you know, not till week 11 anyway.
So he's had pretty two stinker weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can drop him if you've been holding on to him. You might still kind of be holding on to hope, you know.
I think you can drop him at this point. I think there's an issue. I worry that he may have come back too early from his injury. You know, that he came back when he wasn't quite ready in football shape yet. And so I think he's just sort of still working through his injury right now. So I think, you know, if it's going to be another 2-3 weeks for him to be 100%.
I don't know. I think the problem is Brett Favre sucks, but that's just me. That could just be me.
There is
know.
That. But, yeah, I think you can safely get rid of Sidney Rice if you've been holding on to him.
All right, last player here. I'm kind of on the fence. I have him in one of my leagues. Vernon Davis, great tight end, number one for most weeks.
Yeah, good talent, definitely.
And it seems pretty much ever since Troy Smith came in that his production just kind of fell off. Kind of what we've seen with Michael Vick and Brent Celek. They just don't, these rushing quarterbacks don't seem to use the tight end very much because they don't check down much. They just run instead.
Mm-hmm.
So his value has taken a hit the last couple weeks. What do you do if you got Vernon Davis, Jason?
I think with a player that talented, I think you have to hold on to him for at least another couple weeks.
Okay.
I mean, if you're desperate and, you know, you really need that win to make your playoffs, maybe roll with someone else.
Kevin Boss?
Yeah, like a Kevin Boss or something. But, I mean, odds are you don't have another tight end that's going to be as good as Vernon Davis can be.
Alrighty. So, Vernon Davis, I'm going to need you to go ahead and step that up, too.
Seriously.
We're going to get in our last segment here on the 3-point stance.
Get in my line.
Or ride the pine. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to give Honest Rob and Jay a player, two players at the same position. They're going to debate over who they're starting this week. If they have different answers, I'm going to be the tiebreaker. If they agree, well, obviously, then there's no need for me. First one, we're going to go Ahmad Bradshaw versus Brandon Jacobs. Same team, both running backs. Who are you going with this week?
I think I'm going to go with Jacobs just because, you know, last week they gave him the starting job. Ahmad Bradshaw has that fumbleitis issue. Mm-hmm. I think Jacobs probably has a better week, but that's really close.
Honest Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Jay as well. I think that Jacobs is going to have the better week if they follow suit with last week. Last week, Bradshaw had 9 carries. Jacobs had 14. Mm. Jacobs was far more productive at 87 yards. Bradshaw only had 49 yards, but he did have 4 receptions. So we might see Bradshaw used in the receiving game a little bit more.
Okay.
But as far as just running the ball, I got to go Jacobs is going to get the carries, and Jacobs is more likely to get the touchdowns.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a couple elite running backs here. Peyton Hillis, who has just been crazy all season long and completely undervalued, in my opinion. And also Maurice Jones-Drew, who is projected on ESPN to have the number one week as far as running backs go this week. Who are you taking?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I'm probably going to go with Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay.
Just because he's going up against Tennessee, who has not looked good these past couple weeks, you know, and like we saw last week, you know, with their offense being so bad offense, then I think Jacksonville's going to hold the ball a lot, and I think that means, you know, more running attempts. They're just going to be dominating the clock, and I think that means a lot of attempts for Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay.
I've got to go Hillis. I've got to shout that from the mountaintops just because, 191 points. I mean, he's one of the top scorers.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys you just have to start every week. So,
yeah.
Hillis.
I'm going to go with Hillis on that, too, which, you know, I got a little man crush on Hillis. So, that's my boy. Okay, now we're going to look at some elite wide receivers out there. Andre Johnson or Greg Jennings, who are you taking this week?
I think I'm going to go with Andre Johnson this week. The Philadelphia secondary hasn't looked very good. I think Andre Johnson's going to have a bigger week.
Okay.
Agreed. It was tough to watch the secondary give up all those receptions last week, so I've got to go Andre Johnson.
No love for Greg Jennings. All right, moving on. Mario Manningham or Jeremy Maclin?
I think I'm going to take Jeremy Maclin. Going up against that Houston secondary is...
it's like Christmas early.
Yeah, it is a great treat for wide receivers, so I think I got to go with Maclin.
I'm a big Eagles fan, everybody knows, so I definitely have to go with Maclin. He's gotten lots of receptions this year, and just going to be looking up from that Houston secondary.
All right, some tight ends here, one we talked about early in the show, Kevin Boss or Jacob Tammy, the tight end for the Colts. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Kevin Boss. I think he keeps up this streak with Eli throwing him the ball, so I'm going to go with Boss.
Okay.
I think that Manning's going to bounce back a little bit. I've got to go with Tammy. I'm just not a Boss believer.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Tammy, too. Just as far as consistency goes, I think I'm going to have to take him. All right, defenses. I know you guys love to talk about defenses.
We do.
So we got two of the best for you this week, Steelers and the Ravens. They're playing each other. Who are you taking?
That is so tough. I think you're going to take Pittsburgh, though. I think Pittsburgh is a little worse on offense than Baltimore is, to be honest with you. But I still see Pittsburgh being able to hold Baltimore.
I agree with Jason, just pretty much completely. I think that Pittsburgh is the worst offensive team, but they're the better defensive team.
So even with Roethlisberger in the boot, no one's taking Ravens. All right, moving on. We got Mike Tolbert taking on LeSean McCoy. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Tolbert.
No.
I think that McCoy isn't going to get the type of production that Mike Tolbert has shown he can get the last couple weeks.
Okay.
I hate to have to do this, but I'm going to have to go with Tolbert as well.
Holy cow!
I think they're going to be airing it out, and any of the running is going to be done by Vic when he steps up and runs out of the pocket.
This is unbelievable.
So guys, always love for Mike Tolbert up here. Okay. Yeah. This one, actually, some debate, I think, is going to take place over this one.
Uh-oh.
Fred Jackson versus Knowshon Moreno.
I think I'm going to take Fred Jackson, to be honest with you. I think in the Denver-Kansas City game there with Knowshon Moreno, I think Kansas City is going to be running the ball all the time, and I think they're going to dominate the clock. They're going to dominate time of possession, which is not going to leave a lot of carries for Knowshon Moreno. I think Fred Jackson gets the better game of the two.
Alrighty.
You're right about debate. I'm going to have to go with Moreno. He gashed him last time. I think he's going to gash him for a couple touchdowns this time as well.
Yeah, he did get a couple touchdowns last time, but I think I'm going to have to go with Fred Jackson. He's had some big weeks the last couple weeks. And, you know, we're always riding the hot hand here on the three-point stand. So that's where I'm going
to
go.
You have to if you want to make your fantasy playoffs, that's for sure.
Exactly. A couple quarterbacks here. Might start it off as your second string. Might have kind of moved into first string recently. Josh Freeman or Matt Castle?
I'm going to roll with Josh Freeman in that one. Matt Castle, again, in that Kansas City Denver game, I think they're going to be running a lot, so I'm gonna go with Freeman.
Okay,
who's looked pretty good this year.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with that. I'm just not really a Castle believer. When he was at New England, because of the system, he was great, but at KC, I just don't believe in him yet.
Okay, here's some wide receivers. If you watched ESPN last week, you know there was a big debate about this, so we decided we're gonna take it on here on the 3-point stance. Nate Washington or Blair White? Who are you taking?
Blair White. You know my boy. No, I honestly would take Nate Washington if Kerry Collins plays. I think I'd take Nate Washington with Kerry Collins over Blair White. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I'd take Blair White.
Blair White. Nate Washington's laid a few eggs this year. So.
I don't even know, because there was like three different answers there. So I'm just going to move on. I don't even know if there's a tiebreaker to be had there.
Just tiebreak anyway.
Oh, Blair White?
There you go.
He went to MSU. That's all I need. Last one here. Mike Wallace or Mike Williams? We're talking about Tampa Bay Mike Williams.
Wow, these are two players I actually really like. I think I'm going to go with Tampa Bay Mike Williams. I think that Tampa Bay is going to have to air it out against Atlanta to be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, Atlanta stuffs the run pretty good. So I think Freeman and Mike Williams have a good game there.
We were kind of talking about the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game earlier. We think it's going to be like 6-3.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with Mike Williams as well.
All right, it's time for shout-outs here on the 3-point stance. Brad, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Andre Johnson for beating the crap out of Courtland Finnegan.
Yes.
Because it was awesome, and Courtland Finnegan had it coming for a long time, and it was so funny to see Courtland Finnegan get beat up and then get up and start clapping.
And then applaud. Applaud the effort. Well done beating me down.
Well, see, what he thought, I think, was that Andre Johnson was going to get kicked kicked out of the game and he was going to stay in. And the fact that they both got kicked out just made him look even more stupid.
Yeah.
And that he's been going around saying that if he threw the punches, he would be suspended. So he just makes himself look like even more of an idiot. So yeah. I'm going to give claps and shout out to Andre Johnson.
All right. My shout out is going to go to Tom Brady for his ridiculous 4-touchdown game. It pained me a bit to see him hang it on the Lions like that. But at the same time, I got to give it up for Brady. That was an awesome game.
It was. All right, and my shout-out is going to be to Sarah for sending us an email. So we want to hear everybody's emails, so make sure to send those in. Keep those rolling.
Definitely.
And that address, again, is the 3-point stance. It's going to be the number 3, not the word 3, at gmail.com. That's going to do it for us. My name is Brad.
I'm Honest Rob with Stats.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember to keep your fantasies on the field.